Don't trust this one. I'll have to just in
case.
No problem.
And whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and start. Tell the story back to me with as much detail as you can.
Okay. This is a story that spoke of a gentleman who went to meet his friend after 20 years. And he stood in the doorway of what was a restaurant. And the policeman came by and asked him why he was standing there. He indicated that he had planned to meet a good friend who he hadn't seen for 20 years because they both parted their ways. One went to the West to make his fortune, and the other one stayed in New York. Okay? And at that time, he was talking to the policeman. The policeman asked him how long he thought he would wait on his friend. He said approximately another 20 or 30 minutes. So, ironically, a gentleman crossed the street wearing a coat and with the collar pulled up around his ears. And they said they would go to another store to sit over and talk about the times, the old days. So at that time, they both took an opportunity to look at each other. And the man in the doorway realized that it wasn't his friend after all. And come to find out, his friend was a policeman himself. And he realized when he lit his cigar while he was standing in the doorway, it was a picture of a wanted man. And he could not arrest his friend. So therefore, he sent a plainclothes policeman to do it. Now, the individual's names were Jimmy and... Oh, I'm sorry, I can't remember the other man's name. But that's the end of the story. The moral of the story is that even if you make your fortune illegally, you never take the chance of not paying for your crime. You will pay one way or the other. Just so happened he had to go all the way back to New York to pay. And his friend ended up being a policeman.
Yeah. Okay. Now I'm trying to think of a story, a childhood experience perhaps, that has about three people or more in it. At least three.
Well, the one that sticks in a childhood story that might have been told to me by someone else
Or
something experience. Okay, the experience that sticks with me most is the time that I was riding with two other friends, and we were riding our bicycles. I know I was just as rough as the guys were, and we were coming down the hill. And at that time, everybody was riding without hands on the handlebars. I did the same, except for my bike ended up hitting a fire hydrant, and I was out. When I did wake up, I was in the hospital. And the following years were really tough because I was on my way to junior high school. And at the time of the accident, I lost my front teeth. So I had to go to junior high school without teeth in the front of my head. And children were cruel during that time, as well as they are sometime today. So that's the, and I know who hit my bike, and I ended up losing the control, Aaron. But anyway, more or less, that's the most vivid childhood experience I've had. Negative, anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's
the story.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a very quick story, and when I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved.
Okay. A lady went to the grocery store to do some shopping. Her wallet had fallen out of her purse without her noticing. When she got to the counter to pay for her groceries, she realized she didn't have her wallet. And she put the groceries back. She went home, at which time she received a phone call from a little girl. The little girl indicated she had found the wallet. The lady was very relieved.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to tell me that story once more at the very end.
Okay.
Okay, we're moving into the memory exercises. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you some numbers. I'd like you to repeat them back to me.
Okay.
582. 694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
5917428.
5917428.
4179386.
4179386.
Yes. 5819247.
5899247.
3829518 74 Now I'm going to give you some numbers, and I'd like you to repeat them backwards this time.
Mm-hmm.
2442
5885
629 962 Oops.
629962 Okay. 629926
415
3279 9 2 3 2 7 9 9 7 2 3
Yes. 4968
8 6 9 Bad. Okay.
Lost that one?
Yes.
Okay. 15286
6821
Yes. 61843 38416 Okay. 539418
5391 8 4 1 5 3 9 4 1 8 8 4 1 5 9 3 5 5 Yeah. Okay. 7 2 4 8 5 6 7 2 4 8 5 6 6 8 5 Can't do that one.
Okay. Moving on. Next is categories. I'm going to give you three categories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like for you to name as many items in that category as you can think of.
Sure.
For example, if I say clothing, you would tell me as many items of clothing as you can think of. And let's see. The first category is foods.
Okay.
As many foods as you can think of.
Apples, oranges, grapes, green vegetables, string beans, cantaloupe, carrots, corn, meat, pork, beef, chicken, fish, candy, cookies, apples, popcorn, pretzels, ice cream, juices, that's a liquid. Oh, that's about it.
Can you give me at least a minute?
Oh, sure. We're talking about hot dogs, hamburgers, steak. We're talking about corn dogs, shrimp, clams, broccoli, cabbage, potatoes, rice, bread, rolls, cornbread.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted you to get to at least a minute.
Okay.
The next category is animals.
Okay. Cats, dogs. We have polar bears. We have aardvarks. We have dinosaurs. We have monkeys, apes, gorillas, chimpanzees, fish, tropical fish, iguanas, pit bulls, sheepdogs, sheep, goats, horses, pigs, chickens, roosters, hawks, eagles, frogs, tadpoles, cougars, tigers. Bulls. Cows. Yeah, those things are not on my mind.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
The last category is kitchen items.
Oh. Well, you have dishes, plates, forks, spoons, knives, cups, glasses. I want to say cooking utensils, but you have a spatula, you have a can opener, you have a mixer, you have a smoothie machine, you have a George Foreman cooking grill, you have a stove, an oven, microwave, you have a slow cooker, you have a fryer, a deep fryer, you have a whisk, you have pots and pans, frying pans, you have can openers, electric or otherwise, you have coasters, refrigerators, hooks, hot pot pads, dish towels, dish rags. Oh. What else do I have? We have cleaning utensils as well as cleaning solutions, dishwashing liquids, garbage disposal. We also have a dishwasher. Fan. Exhaust fan, pantry, food, ice, what else? Kitchen table, chairs. Could have a rack for hanging your pots and pans on. Fry food processor. So many things in there. Yeah.
That's
enough. Okay.
Yeah, that's 2 minutes. Okay. Last exercise is a exercise of attention.
Okay.
And you'll see why.
Okay.
Part one. Okay. In three parts of this. Part one. I just want you to go across, read the lines. Read each row.
as fast as you can.
Green, blue, yellow, red. Yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. 11 seconds. Next, part two, mm-hmm. I'd like for you to go across and tell me the color of each dot
okay.
as fast as you can.
Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, yellow, green, blue, and red.
Okay, 14 seconds. Oops. Okay, last part.
Mm-hmm.
This time, I want you to go across, but don't read the words. Tell me the color
of
that each
word
is printed in.
Okay. Blue, red, green, yellow. Blue, green, yellow, red. Green, red, blue. Green, red, blue. You're right. Red, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Blue, red, yellow, green. Green, yellow, green. Red, blue, red, blue, yellow, green, blue, red, yellow, red, green, blue. Okay, blue, red, yellow, green, red, blue, yellow, red.
Okay. 33 seconds.
Woo, woo, woo.
That's the chance for the team.
Yes. Concentration.
Right.
Ew.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you remember the story about the lady with the groceries?
Mm-hmm. She went to the grocery store to buy groceries, and when she got to the counter, she realized she didn't have her wallet. Her wallet had fallen out of her purse. By the time she got home, she received a call from a young lady. The young child said that she had found her wallet. The lady was much relieved.
Okay. That's everything I have.
Thank
you. This is the payment form. I just need your mailing address and your signature.
Okay, no problem.
And I'll be out of your way. And thank you very, very much for
that. Oh, you're no problem. I'm a visual person. I had seen the story.
Yeah, that's why I gave people a text and the tape. You know, some people rather listen mm-hmm. Just to make sure that.
Do I need to fill it all out in completion?
And they'll do the rest.
Okay.
At the University of Memphis, when I
the date check. Rendered and all that. Don't need to do.
Just no,
answer
that. Actually, I'll do that. And I go back to Memphis. I'll turn everything in.
I hereby certify.
Oh, no, don't do that.
No, you do that part. Okay.
Okay.
All right. There you are. That was interesting.
Okay. I'm glad you made the time for me. Mm-hmm.